faithful. And year after year, the faithful came, sadly, longingly, to the dark, cold months of winter without a sign that God was about to fulfill the promise of the prophets. Year after year, they tried to remain strong in their faith of deliverance, waiting for the Messiah to appear and lead them to the promised land, a land where they could live in peace, worshiping God in freedom and joy.
But when, oh, when would he come? And how would he make himself known? By leading a great army of the people to victory? Would he announce his presence by royal decree? No one knew, but they had faith that when he came, there would be no more doubt or darkness in the world. He would come to the faithful, and they would come to him.
And so, one lovely night in a quiet town, he did come, not heralded by royal trumpets and horns, and not surrounded by wealth or power, but simply and humbly, born to loving parents and placed in a manger among the gentlest of God's creatures. Mary and Joseph had been touched by God, and God had given them a son, his son, born to the people and for the people to bring them a lesson of love in ways not understood before.
Mary and Joseph had been touched by God, and for months they had remained strong even when they did not know what lay ahead of them. Then finally, in that moment that Jesus was born, they knew. They knew that here was the child, the Savior, the promised Messiah, who would bring love to the world. They had been touched by a child. They had been touched by a king. fields that night, simple shepherds were gathered around a campfire, keeping watch over their flocks under a cold, wintry sky. Suddenly, soaring light streaked the darkness, and the skies were filled with angels. Glorious music resounded in the air around them, and they were afraid. Then an angel of the Lord said to them, "Be not afraid, for on this night in Bethlehem a Savior is born, and he is Christ the King. Go and seek the Son of God." At first the shepherds were frozen in fear, but then, as the great light faded and stillness once more overtook them, they began to allow hope and joy to fill their hearts. Could it be? Could the Messiah have finally come? Oh, if the prophecy had finally come to pass, then all people could rejoice.
Rejoice, 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 for now unto us a child is born. Lift your praise up to the sky, the angel's song of peace is nigh. Let us go with one accord, sing praise and sing.
So the shepherds hurried down out of the hills and into town, seeking the child of whom the angels had spoken. "Hurry," they cried one to another. "Run quickly. We must see if what we have heard is true," said many among them, as they ran down the path, out of the hills, and into the narrow streets of town. "A Savior is born. A Savior is born," they cried. "We must find this child," they said. "Run, shepherds, run."
Shepherds found the stable of which the angels had spoken. They gathered around the small door and they entered quietly, shyly, into the soft light which surrounded the small manger. "Could it be?" they said softly. "Is it true?" they whispered. For a moment they gazed at the small, perfect child sleeping softly in the sweet hay, and then they fell to their knees and they gave thanks to God. In that moment, they knew in their hearts that this tiny child was the promise of God fulfilled. They did not ask how or why, and they did not question the righteousness of this time and place. They simply knew that this was the true Savior who had come to bring love and peace to the world. They, too, were touched by the child. They had been touched in their minds and hearts in a way that would change them forever.
In the next quiet moments, these simple shepherds worshiped the baby Jesus and thanked God for this gift. After a time, they left to tell the world about what they had seen and what they believed. All doubts were gone, and they went out into the world to simply say to all, "I was touched, and I believe." The shepherds had seen the night the Christ child was born, became a beacon to the faithful the world over, God's sign to all mankind that his promise of salvation was both a light in the sky and a light in the minds and hearts of all who had heard the news and believed. The Son of God was a new light that would forever change mankind. Jesus was born that night to be the one true light to guide our lives, then, now, and forever.
Amen.
Men who heard about the birth of the Christ child and who set out to find him and honor him. For 2 long years, these learned kings journeyed, searching for the Messiah, seeking to bring him gold and gifts. For many months, these kings followed the light of a star, coming finally before him, an innocent child. For months, they had wondered if it could be true that this child would grow to lead the oppressed out of wretchedness and into freedom. Could this be the birth foretold by the prophets? Could this child be the Messiah?
When they found him, their doubts were erased, and they bowed down before him. They laid their gifts before him and opened their hearts and let their doubts go free. Instead of questions, their hearts were filled with awe and wonder that God's promise had been fulfilled.
During this time, powerful King Herod had heard that a child had been born who would become king of all peoples. His fear was so great that he decreed that all male infants were to be killed. Joseph and Mary heard the decree, and an angel from the Lord came to them and told Joseph to take Mary and to flee to Egypt to keep him safe. It was indeed a dark time, and yet hope glimmered in the hearts of the people.
Mary and Joseph beheld their child, and they believed. The shepherds had seen him, and they believed. The wise men had seen him, and they too believed. And the light of hope was kept safe in their hearts. The word of a new light in the world was passed from one person to another until the glow of a new faith and a new joy could be seen in the far corners of the earth. A light kept glowing bright by the love of God and the faith of all who knew of the birth of the child that night long ago. A child who was and is the light of the world. Today, we celebrate that singular night more than 2,000 years ago when God's light came to the earth with the birth of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Each of us carries the flame of faith that is God's light in our hearts. Touch us today, Lord, and help us to open our hearts so that your light can illuminate our lives and the lives of those around us. Touch us once more, Lord, and bring us your wisdom, your spirit, your love, and your light.
Today, all the angels in the firmament are looking down upon you, and the light of heaven shines over you. God so loved you that he sent Jesus to be your light in the world. You have been touched by the child. You have been touched by the King.
Shall we bow our heads? Dear Father and God, what a blessing it is that God so loved that he gave. And Lord, in this song and in our thoughts just now, I pray that you would keep that in our hearts, that we can see Jesus, the purpose that he has for us. Now go with us as we go our ways. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.